Well, dear friends, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you hear that line from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 and 24? But we preach what? Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Gentiles, Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. What a weird thing to preach. I mean, maybe you grew up in the church and you're used to this, but isn't it a weird thing to preach? I mean, the cross was gruesome and bloody. It was humiliating and embarrassing. Jesus was on the cross, nailed to the cross, dying. He was a spectacle. Naked and flogged. And dying, he was executed, but not as like a really important criminal, as a common criminal. Lots of other people, humiliating, despicable, terrible people, but also the ones that were, let's just get off of them. Those ones too were crucified. It looked like the greatest loss in history. The one who, by all accounts, looked to be the Savior of the world, the Son of God Himself, was strung up like a common criminal. And that's what we preach. Christ crucified. I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? I don't know about you, but here's what I want my life to preach, all right? What I want my life to preach is me. It's my favorite thing. Glory, right? What I want my life to preach, I mean, you know, I don't necessarily have to say, like, how handsome I am. That speaks for itself. But what I want my life to preach is like, oh, man, that guy is funny. He's like the funniest, right? And what I want my life to preach is my football team always wins. And what I want my life to preach, right, is maybe how good of a husband and dad I am. I want my life to preach how nice and kind and pleasant of a person I am, how good of a friend I am, how good of a worker I am. I want my life to preach, boy, I want that guy's life. That's what I want you all to think of me, right? That's what I want my life to preach. Boy, Pastor Jonathan, what a stand-up guy. I wish I could be like him. But you know what? That's not what I get to preach. And that's not what you get to preach. You know, here's the other things I wish I could preach. Pastor Jonathan never does anything wrong. Or if he does, big if, he more than makes up for it. He does his time. And anything that he's done, he outweighs with good. He works hard, he earns his way, and he only wants good things. But you know what? I can't preach any of that. Nope. When we preach Christ crucified, it forces us to look at what our lives truly are. Full of sin and foolishness and pain and failure and disappointments in life, disappointments in yourself. And one day, hopefully not too soon, but too soon, death. The cross forces us to look at all of that. And so, preaching Christ crucified, it might be weird, but the cross forces me to preach Christ crucified as the most important thing in the world, and also the most important thing for you. And so here's what it means to preach Christ crucified. You don't get to pay for your sins. You heard me right. What a weird thing, isn't it? I mean, from being a little itty-bitty kid who starts to understand things in the world, what are you taught? There are consequences for your actions. Which is a good thing to have, and if you're a parent, of course, you know, you give your kids consequences for their actions, but we translate that then also to our spiritual life, to our sins, and we grow up thinking, boy, if I do something wrong, if I sin, I have to be the one that pays for it. And what does it mean to preach Christ crucified? You don't get to pay for your sins. Because you, dear Christian, have a Lord who is in control of you, in control of everything about you. He owns you, He created you, and He redeemed you. You don't get to pay for your sins. Because He wants to, and He already did. You belong to Jesus. And your Lord, whether you like it or not, decided that He wanted to keep you for eternity. And He also wanted the sinless version of you for eternity, right? And so, He, in His wisdom and in His love and kindness and in His justice, decided to pay for your sins Himself. Now, I get it, because I'm one of you. So often, we want to be our own lords, right? And because we want to be our own lords, we want to pay for our own sins. We don't want to be somebody else's, even God's, charity case. And so we say, you know what, if I did it, I need to serve the time, I need to make up for it myself. And I know, because I do it too, sometimes there is those things that we've done or things that we do that we don't want to let Jesus pay for. We say, yeah, you can handle the rest of them, God, but I feel really bad about this one. And I'm not going to let you have that one, because I need to pay for that one. I need to face the consequences for that one. You know what that comes from? Wanting to be our own Lord. From wanting to have our own autonomy and decency and dignity of paying for our own sins. But you know what? This is like some tough gospel love this morning, all right? You know what? You don't get to. Why? Because we preach Christ crucified. You have a Lord, and He wanted to do it all for you. So, It's not just that you need Jesus to pay for all of your sins, and you do. And that's often how we present the gospel. You need somebody to pay for all that. But it's also, you don't get to. Because on that cross, Jesus paid and suffered your hell, eternal hell, yours, while he was on the cross. He's your Lord. He has taken lordship of you, which also means he has taken up lordship over your sins. We preach Christ crucified. But that also means that you don't get to overcome your sins. So not just you don't get to pay for your sins, you also don't get to be the one that overcomes them. And I get it because I'm one of you too, right? Oh, how I would like to be the champion. Any fellow champion want to be yours in here? I want to be the champion over my sins. I want to finally crack the code, right? I want to be the one that finally figures it out. How to live life blameless. And finally overcome sin and finally figure out a way to no longer to put all the sin behind me, right? To be a good person. I want to be that person, right? And you know where that comes from? Wanting to be able to live a life without Jesus. Sinners want to be blameless. We want to be blameless. And we want to not have to need Jesus. We're too proud to need Jesus. But no, we preach Christ crucified. And it's Jesus, the one who is innocent upon the cross. It's Jesus who actually truly did lead a sinless life. It was Jesus, that same Jesus who wrongly and yet also justly for you and me was crucified and humiliated and bloody and beaten to a pulp. It's that guy, your Lord, who overcomes your sins, who lives the life for you that you could not. And on that cross, Jesus won the right to be your Lord and overcome your sins. We preach Christ crucified. Which also means two other things. You don't get to boast, and you don't get to coast. I rhymed. You don't get to boast. You don't get to coast. So you don't get to boast because we preach Christ crucified, right? Not you and me. We don't preach you and me. We preach Christ, which means that the most true thing about you is what? Christ crucified. That guy is your Lord. And it's because of Christ crucified that you are no longer condemned. It's because of that guy that you are completely holy and you are completely sanctified. You are saints. And it's not because of you. It's not because of anything that you have done. It's not because of anything that you have not done. It's not because you have a stronger faith. It's not because you are a better Christian. It's not because you've had a mystical experience. It's not because you've had spiritual feelings. It's not because you know more. It's not because you're the pastor. It's not because you've lived a moral life or done all the right things. It's only because of the cross. Your only boast, dear Christian, is the cross. But that also means that you don't get to what? Coast. You guys remember the rhyme? You don't get to coast. We preach Christ crucified. And even though that means that you are completely forgiven and holy and blameless, it does not mean that, well, if sin can't condemn me or touch me, then I get to live however I want. No, it doesn't mean that either. No, we preach Christ crucified, which means that that is the Lord who made you new, who gave you a new life. And that means that the motive that you maybe had before to live a life in order to justify yourself, to live a life that would get you into heaven, that's not your motive anymore. But you do have a new motive for a life now. And by the way, if you're trying to justify yourself, to get yourself into heaven, you know what you have to do in order to do that is to lower the bar so that you can step over it, right? Well, I might be a bad dude, but I'm not like that guy. That's lowering the bar. You know what? When you have a new life from the crucified Lord himself, and it is a life of perfection, you know what that does? It actually raises the bar. And yet, it's living a life and striving to live a life on Jesus' terms, according to his standard, according to his way, according to his kind of life. And you know what that means you have to do? Things like forgive that person that you really don't want to forgive, and love that person that you really don't want to love. It means that you keep on struggling against sin. It's hard. But you know what's ironic about that? Is that the more you live like that guy, the more you live like your true self. Preaching Christ crucified means that you don't get a lot of things. You don't get to pay for your sins. You don't get to overcome your sins. You don't get to boast. You don't get to coast. But friends, here's what you do get. You get Christ. Everything that comes from Christ. Because, dear Christian, he called you. What did Paul say? For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you are wise. Okay, yep, I qualify. According to worldly standards. Not many of you are powerful. Okay, I qualify. And not many of you are of noble birth. I definitely qualify there. And you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us the wisdom of God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Dear Christian, you are in Christ, and you get all of that only and fully because of Christ crucified. Which means that, dear Christian, you are holy not because you see it, not because you feel it, but because you are hidden in Christ. And everything that belongs to him is yours. He is the most important thing about you. Christ crucified is the most real thing about you. I just want to quick, as we end here, I want to share with you an experience I had this last week. I was at a pastor's conference down in Wheaton. And while I was there, they offered all the pastors individual confession and absolution to go to another pastor privately and confess your sins and to hear that word of forgiveness. And you know, we do that every single week. The first thing we do when we come to church is we confess our sins all together. We hear that same forgiveness. And so it's not a different forgiveness. It's not a more powerful forgiveness. But boy, is it life-giving to hear that, yep, you and your sins are forgiven. I got to experience that. And I also want to offer the same for you. It's not required. You could go your entire life and never do it. And you know what? I'll be excited to join you in heaven. But when you're carrying something, or you just feel like, you know what? I'm feeling weighed down by all my sins and I just need to do that. Please come talk to me. Because you know what? You know the number of people that I tell about what you tell me? Zero. You know what happens if I tell even one? I don't get to be your pastor anymore. It's confidential. And you know, because I vowed this, you know that you will hear forgiveness. I just want to offer that for you. And if you're like, well, what would that look like? If you want, page 292 in the hymnal has a little order of individual confession absolution. It's not a long thing, but it is powerful. I just wanted to offer that because I had received that and experienced that. Friends, the cross of Christ is the most true thing about you. More than your failures, more than your successes, more than what you feel in your heart, and more than your sins. We preach Christ crucified, who is the Lord of your sins and the Lord of your life, who rose from the dead and promises you the same. So in Jesus' name, amen.